Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Oil is here for your daily yarn, National Talk Black. All right, Boeing, a partnership, launches new opportunity for Indigenous students in space. Fantastic. We're going to talk to Professor Chris Lawrence, that deadly brother, is the director of the National Indigenous Space Academy. Hold on, here's the title. And newly appointed professor of practice in space, innovation and security capabilities in the Faculty of Engineering. Professor Chris, brother, how are you? What a title, what a title.
Good morning. And good morning to your listeners as well. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, look, thank you for coming. Before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yeah, I'm from the Whadjuk Ballardong people of the Noongar Nation in Western Australia. So I've got a big mob over there.
Yeah, big shout out to the mob.
I live in Melbourne.
I live in Melbourne.
And I work at the Monash University.
You do. Look, thank you so very much. And look, a fantastic opportunity. Bowen Partnership launches new opportunity for Indigenous students in space. Let's talk about this this particular space, pardon the punt, but let's talk about First Nation people in this space. Have we got a lot of students coming through? Is this a vision for bigger and better things? I mean, our mob ancestors always communicated with the stars, so I would say fitting in more ways than one.
No, look, absolutely. I think this is, first of all, we're very, grateful and thankful for the partnership between the NISA, Monash University and Boeing.
Yes.
It's a real honour. And, excuse me, I just want to say, thank you to them.
Yes.
For believing in this program and believing in Indigenous students and giving them this opportunity to go and pursue careers in the space sector. And there are lots of opportunities. And it doesn't mean they're going to go off and become astronauts. Hopefully
yes.
We do find an astronaut. But they will learn, obviously new skills and understanding how to use those equipments and those programs that they work on in everyday life.
Yes.
And how that actually, space research actually helps our world go around.
Look, fantastic. And like you said, when we talk space, people tend to think straight away, astronaut. But that's not the case. There's so many job or career pathways in this space, pardon the pun, like I said. What sort of other job opportunities, but also the possibility of having a black astronaut as well?
Well, I mean, the aviation industry obviously is, relies heavily on, and they do, they build a lot of machinery for those kind of space missions.
Yes.
And so, look, every time I get into a plane, it's a spacecraft because we are flying. We're flying through the air and we're in a capsule and we've got nowhere to go. We just got to wait until we get to the other side.
Yeah, beautiful.
And so, those careers that these opportunities that places like Boeing give is that there's this, endless opportunities for these students to have a career in the aviation sector. And if they wish to continue to work on those kind of space programs, well, there's places like Bureau of Meteorology, because they use a lot of space technology and satellites to actually monitor the weather and water and climate change and solar energy and all those things. And these are the sort of things that these students learn. I mean, one of our students that went, Murray one from Griffith University, Jordan McGrath, he was working on, he went last year, and he was working on using satellites to track wild animals.
Sure.
Actually, he went in 2024, sorry. And so You know, these are life-changing experiences for these young people. So far we've sent 21 Indigenous students to NASA, to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And last year we piloted and collaborated and partnered with the RAL Space Centre, which is part of the UK Space Agency and government's research facility out near Oxford University.
Mm.
And so last year two students went there, and this year we'll send more students back.
Yeah,
so
fantastic.
It's expanding the program, and it's giving the young people those kind of, you know, opportunities and for the horizon of their journeys and where they want to be.
Mm.
And I guess giving them a vision of where they can be.
Exactly. So in regard to your space, Professor, tell us your background. Professor in what field, and how did this come about for you? Did you always go to high school and looking up at the sky over night time thinking that's where I want to be, or that's my vision? Paint the picture, please.
Well, that bit is true. I used to push my bed up against the window and I would open the curtain up at night so I could look at the stars and the sky.
Yeah.
And I always thought about flying and going into space. I used to wear this little Astro Boy T-shirt around as well. And for me, that was always something that was my escape, I guess, and kind of thinking like, who am I? Who are these people? I don't know. Was I kidnapped or something from the aliens? And I used to say, this is, you know, like when you're a young teenager, you know, you're changing and all sorts of things are going on in your head. And
exactly.
Then, so, you know, did I go to high school? Yeah, I went to high school, but it wasn't really a place that I felt welcomed.
Mm.
And there was a lot of racism when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And where I grew up, you know, it was a pretty hard area. And so I eventually dropped out, but then I went to work for the... My grandmother said, well, if you're not going to go to school, you better get a job.
Mm.
So eventually I got a job in the public service, and I worked for the Environmental Protection Authority. And something happened that changed my world, my direction.
Mm.
And the CEO at the time, Barry Carbon, said, I want you to go and do this bridging course at Curtin University.
Mm.
And so I did, and I never went back. And I then kept
go
going.
A mile, see a mile. Yeah, keep going, yes. Open up more doors.
I ended up doing a master's in applied epidemiology at ANU.
Yep.
And then I did a PhD at University of Sydney.
Mm.
And then I got into trouble one time with my dean when I was at the University of Technology in Sydney.
Mm.
So he said, right, I want you to go and do this leadership course. And he sent me off to San Diego in the US. And I thought, oh, okay, well then, you know.
Mm.
But, you know, I could have saved him 20 grand and told him I was arrogant. But that's what I went there to go because we had to, it's one of those kind of, Myers-Briggs things, you know, about your personality or whatever.
Yes.
And so there was a whole group of us all over the world. And but there just happened to be one fellow called Marty Johnson who him and I connected, and he was at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Yep.
And I told him this bold idea I had. I said, oh, I want to send Aboriginal students into space.
Yeah, there you go.
And he looked at me. And
Is he First Nation?
No, he's he was a Wajala.
Yep.
And lovely fella, but we became mates. And he then introduced me to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory people. They then invited me to come. I was in Germany. I got a phone call from the Director of Education at JPL.
Yep.
And this lovely lady said, come and meet with us. And so I flew back to the US and I spent 3 months with them. And we developed this program with my mate there, Dr. Adrian Ponce, who was the Deputy Director of Education.
Yep.
And so we came up with this title, we came up with this program, and then, you know, I got some money out of UTS, and they said, go and make it happen. And that's when that was back in
2018-19.
So, here we are, 2026.
And so our
first three students we sent, they ended up, you know, doing their PhDs, and two became a Fulbright scholar. I was a Fulbright scholar, and I spent a year in the US studying when I was doing my PhD. And so this is the opportunities I want to lay out for these young people to say, look, I did it, and this is what you can do. And you can travel the world. You can still study.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter where you go in this world, I tell them. I say, listen, it doesn't matter if you go to Mars. you'll always be Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander.
That's right, exactly.
It doesn't matter.
It's about looking up, and that's exactly what you did. And here we are talking about space and working with Bowen Partnership. And look, it is fantastic. And thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you and these beautiful students who got this opportunity. Indigenous students in space look fantastic. Good yarning with you, my brother, and keep doing what you're doing. Please keep in touch. And we'll yarn soon, Professor Chris.
Yeah, no, look, thank you, Trevor. And if I can just give a shout-out to say,
please,
if anybody out there know any young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students who are studying science or technology, engineering or maths at university, please encourage them to apply for this opportunity. It's life-changing. And they can find out more details on the Monash website if they look for the National Indigenous Space Academy.
Beautiful. Professor Chris, keep smiling. Take care, and we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there, Professor Chris Lawrence, Director of National Indigenous Space Academy and newly appointed Professor of Practice in Space Innovation and Security Capabilities in the Faculty of Engineering. Look, fantastic, and operating and studying in Sydney to America, then to Germany. And here he is, a professor, and look, fantastic, seeking for Indigenous students to work in the space, partnering up with Bowen and launching this new opportunity. So do check it out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, 20, Trevor Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
As Prime Minister of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Government of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Parliament of Australia, I am sorry. And I offer you this apology without qualification.
To say sorry means to give respect.
To say sorry means to give respect. It's long overdue. Now you fail to imagine. What if it happened to you? Now they're not only words now. Yesterday, we live for tomorrow. We can't face the future now until we face the sorrow. Now under the colours, yeah, of red, yellow and black, we're saying never again. We're saying no time back.
Could in our heart see the more that you love, the better for all. Sure, he sang as he walked, and together we stand for a sword to stand tall. We must all play our part,
Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Tears within our grasp. Yes, forward we've struggled, and all we've achieved would mean nothing if greed was the only motivation. Together.
Let's close the gap, and if we truly mean it, we can stare down our future and find we can see through those eyes. Let us not stand with those who deny.
It seems to me, if we can imagine the injustice, we can imagine the opposite.
Justice.
of us are one, because we are human. And if I cut you, you cut me, what comes out? Red blood. No different color blood. Only red blood, yes.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Gonna go catch the night. Chasing that feeling, you and me, it's alright. The same idea, you're keeping me in a time.
Let go. In the past, Telstra may have sold you a phone plan you didn't need, didn't understand, or couldn't pay for. Since then, we've been helping with refunds or other assistance. The current program is ending on the 30th of June 2026. If you need assistance about this, please call 1-800-444-403 before the 30th of June. That's 1-800-444-403. Or search Telstra First Nations Connect. If you contact us after the 30th of June, the available options may be different.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hey, you're here with John Paul Janke, and you're tuned into National Talkback with Trendy Trev. Trendy Trev, Ig Ammon.
To acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black, yarn up, you mob. Now, Royal Life Saving urges all men to make the right call around water as the holiday weekend approaches. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Lauren Miller, Royal Life Saving Australia Senior Research and Policy Officer, that is. And on Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Great to be talking with you again. A very important conversation. We are still in summer. We're still virtually coming to the end of festive season. Party time, and water's a good tool, but we need to make the right call, is the statement here. You've got a long weekend coming up, so what are your messages there, please, Lauren?
So Royal Life Saving has launched its Make the Right Call campaign, and this is targeting men aged 25 to 45 years and promoting a common sense approach to safety around water. So this is encouraging men to look after their mates and make safer decisions when swimming, boating, and fishing.
For sure. So when we look at that, do we have numbers there in regards to water fatality? And numbers are high, aren't they?
Unfortunately, they are. So in the past decade, there were 2,285 males that have fatally drowned. And so this is averaging 228 a year. And if we were to look at recently, so since December 1st, 2025, that just passed, 42 people have lost their lives to drowning. 88% of them were males. 21% were aged between 18 to 34 years. So we really want people to be mindful when going out onto the water.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some, you know, three basic messages, you know, practical actions that we'd like everyone to take. And that's to avoid alcohol around water.
Yes.
So usually alcohol affects our judgment, our balance, and reaction time, increasing the risk of drowning. We also want people to be mindful that, you know, wear a life jacket when on the water,
mm-hmm.
whether boating, fishing, or paddling. And also just to avoid going alone. You know, always go with others and keep an eye out for each other.
Well, exactly. And look, if you look at it, they're very simple rules and regulations, so to speak. But we get lackadaisy, and we need to adhere to those and those policies as such, shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
And in regards to the so-called up here in far north Queensland, we've got monsoonal season, so big, strong winds and cyclones and what have you, and floods. So things could move around in the water when we're talking, if not the ocean, of course, creeks and rivers and what have you. So look, take care before getting in the water.
Absolutely, yes. Inland waterways pose a higher risk for younger men, usually between 25 to 34 years, with 42% of all drownings in this age group that occurred at a river, creek, or lake or dam. So, yeah, if we were to compare to other age groups, usually they go to beaches and rivers and creeks, but usually our younger men or our younger adults are definitely venturing towards more natural water body settings, more like inland water bodies such as rivers and creeks. So we do want people to be aware of the conditions before going out, you know, especially if there's been a lot of rain. You know, the river system might have changed,
yes.
and you might not be able to see what's underneath, and there might be even a really fast current. So we just want people to be careful when going out.
Lauren, great messages. Thank you so very much. All the best to your team. Look, have a great day, and we'll talk up soon. We'll talk soon, my sister. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Lauren Miller, her name is, Royal Life Saving Australia Senior Research and Policy Officer. The numbers are high, very high. Over the last decade, we're talking 10 years, 2,285 males have fatally drowned. So on average, there's about 228 fathers, sons, husbands, brothers, friends drown each year. Males continue to be overrepresented, making up 80% of all drowning deaths. So my brothers out there need to be careful, take care. Not big noting yourself, and we're around the water, what have you. Take care and look, avoid alcohol around water. As Lauren stated, wear a life jacket when on the water. Avoid going alone around water, and look before you leap. In regard to mob up here in far north Queensland or northern Australia, across to the NT as well, need to take care with the monsoonal season we have. With wind and rain and cyclones, what have you, things do move beneath the water and floods and what have you. So need to take care, need to keep those numbers down. You may be a great footballer, you may be a great sprinter, fit as, but you just need to respect the water and give it the respect it deserves. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.
And yeah, we are the Briscoe Sisters, and thank you all for coming.
Magic, started and taken cheap magic out. In your book of hearing the berry bama, berry bama, but a oole. Got it and taken cheap magic out. Got it and taken cheap magic out.
On your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Control car, red car, green car, yellow car, police car.
the tranquility. Well, well.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bunbury Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. I'm going to talk about low AI awareness leaves Australians vulnerable to rising scams. Australians appear not to be overly confident in their ability to identify AI-driven deep fake scams, with only 42% being able to correctly identify these scams. Look, with this, we're going to be talking to James Roberts, CommBank Group Fraud Expert. On the line, James, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you, mate?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. James, we're talking about the 21st century, talking about all tools are available. New tool is AI. But a tool, but it could also become a weapon against individuals as well as company. The world we live in, here we are, 21st century. So low awareness, low AI awareness leaves Australians vulnerable to rising scams. So enlighten us, please, where we're sitting and what can we do? James, thank you.
Yeah, sure, buddy. So maybe the first thing is, what is a deep fake, an AI deep fake? An AI deep fake is either a video or maybe an audio clip where AI has been used to pretend to be someone. So it could be impersonating a celebrity, a public figure, a CEO, or even a family member. And the crims use this to do investment scams, relationship scams, and even pretend to be the CEOs of major companies. So lots to watch out for there. Scary bit that we wanted to talk about today is the latest study we've done shows that 89% of Australians are confident that they can spot a deep fake, but when we tested them out, only 42% could, which means that's worse than just having guessed. So the message here is careful of being overconfident in your ability to.
So the AI specialist can get your CEO's features, face, voice, what have you, and deliver a message to you, and you think it's legit, you think it's your CEO.
Yep, that's it.
That's how good they are.
Maybe a year ago or a year or two ago, the quality wasn't that good, and you could see the mouth wouldn't move properly or the voice sounds off.
Yep.
But nowadays, the quality of the impersonation deepfakes, sometimes you can't tell the difference. So I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just trying to say there are techniques that we can use to keep ourselves safe that you don't have to be able to tell it's a deep fake, but we do need to be aware that deep fakes are out there.
So the prevention, or how do we protect ourselves, James, is the question.
Yeah, so some really simple steps. Stop, check, reject. So if you use those steps, even if it's a deep fake, it can really help you protect yourself. So let's take an example. So stop. Most of the scammers will try and put you under time pressure. Oh, it's urgent. The offer is only available for 2 hours, or this investment will go away if you don't take it now. So they try and put you into a fast thinking mode where you don't think the way through it. So pause, just breathe. The next step is to check.
Yeah.
talk to your mob, talk to your family and friends, look on the internet to see if anyone else has been scammed by this particular company, talk to a financial advisor, and lastly, reject. When you've decided it's a scam, delete the email, hang up, block the number, don't engage with the scammers anymore. Mm. Those three steps, even if it's a deep fake scam, can help keep you safe.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, fantastic. And so in regards to that, so most companies now would be investing an AI specialist, you would think.
Yeah, look, people have had to change their controls.
That's
and maybe
right.
Something for businesses just what consumers. Think about even having safe words, because your family could be impersonated.
Mm.
So what if you receive a phone call from your daughter or your son saying they've lost their phone, please send me money, and it's their voice?
Yeah.
You know, but if you guys agree a safe word...
Is that even through a phone call they can do that?
They can.
Okay.
And in fact, in the study, 74% of people said we should have safe words, but only 20% of people did it. So if people take one thing away, go back to your family, make a safe word, because your loved ones can be impersonated. Don't tell anyone your safe word, but then it's a way of you guys knowing that it really is your relative, your father, your son,
gotcha.
Your mother, that you're talking to.
Look, it is scary. Like I said, a powerful tool of the 21st century. We can all get educated, create web pages, create a business, all the above. But it can also be a devastational tool as well.
That's it. The emotional, the financial impact's obvious, but the emotional impact on people that have been scammed, small businesses, individuals have lost life savings. It's
sure.
dreadful. So it really is better to be safe than sorry.
Mm.
Slow down. Do stop, check, reject. And just for a bit of comfort, at the Combank, we're using AI for good to take on the scammers too.
Okay.
So we've got 10,000 of our own bots per day going out at the scammer call centers, disrupting them, holding them on the phone for a long time,
yes.
taking intelligence from them to block other scams. So AI definitely can be used for good as
well. Okay,
so
good. We can use it as a tool for protection, yes.
Yeah, that's it as well.
Fantastic.
It can
yeah.
protect, and it does protect.
Well, the old saying, fight fire with fire.
Exactly.
You know? What you do to me, I can do back to you. Exactly. All right, fantastic. Top of your head, like I said, individuals in a bad situation, vulnerable in regard to their personal savings, what have you. It could be superannuation, what have you. James, can you give us some examples of some of the bigger companies that we may know of that have been targeted?
Yeah, look, obviously I can't talk about customers of the bank that have been impacted from a privacy reason. We take that one very
sure,
seriously.
Sure. I'm just talking about some big-name companies that we may know that, or I don't know, when you look at the situation, probably some personal stuff that went on there when you look at, I don't know, Telstra or Optus and what happened with them, but there was just, was that all through AI attacks?
So the most common scam hitting businesses at the minute is two flavors. Business email compromise, where they hack someone's email and send and adjust the invoice to redirect the payment.
Okay.
And the second one is a deep fake version, where they pretend to be maybe the CFO,
yes.
the chief financial officer, or the chief executive officer of that company, and they ask for an immediate emergency payment to be made. And obviously, when people hear it's the CEO,
you
they
jump to it.
And they go and make the payment, but then it turns out that it's a scam. So,
but as your warning suggests, if they want it urgent, then alarm bells should be going, red flags.
Exactly. And in fact, in the same way that families can have safe words, businesses can have like a safe word term as well to help protect them from that.
Yep, I hear you. Yep. Or when you have your ELT, executive leader teams meetings, for example, you can have the word of the day, which is the password for today. And we can change it every day, every time we meet, can't we?
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of ways to do it. And the bigger companies, can usually, I'm not saying that they should.
No, no.
But they can usually afford to take the impact of a scam. But I've seen growing small Aussie businesses, really, you know, great mum and dad, you know, businesses.
Situation, yeah.
I've seen some of them go under as a result of it because they've taken such a large hit.
So what I'm picking up here, James, stop, check and reject. There's the phrase you should be using. And slow the process down because that gets the so-called culprits uneasy and frustrated because they want in and out, don't they?
More time to think.
Yeah, more time to think.
More time to think when you're not under pressure.
Exactly. Yep, good one. Well, thank you very much for sharing. We are in the 21st century. Happy 26th to you, 2026, James. But let's travel through this year with an open mind, open eyes, heart, ears, and what have you. Protect yourselves. AI is about us.
Best wishes to you and all your listeners for 26. I hope it's a good, safe one for everyone.
James, thank you very much. You take care. All the best. And we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Cheers, buddy. I'll go well, hey.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A good yarn, a beautiful yarn there. That's James Roberts, his name, Combank, group fraud expert. Low AI awareness leaves Australians vulnerable to rising scams. So this comes as a shock, but as new research shows that over a quarter, 27% of Australians have encountered a deep fake scam. In the past year, scammers exploited a natural tendency to trust familiar faces and voices, using these instincts to manipulate people and make them more vulnerable. So there is, take care, do your work and check it out. But there's the phrase, stop, check and reject. Run with that, you people, too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here. The ball you on, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bunbury Beep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black.
This my team, yeah. Here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team. Here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next. Do this on the daily, to my lad Tigers, you McGrady. Can you remember the name? Hit you so hard like I'm worried about my rain. Run hard all day. Robbie John for feed up, Griffin Freeway. WAC, Ricky Wolf with the Rose Brothers. Then there's R.A.P., Nathan Merritt and Wizzy P. Then there's WLC, Uncle Mike, Willie G. Tablum's got Ray Bell, Vera Pro's got the trail. I'll always be proud, see, A.B. and Walk, the Yowie. And that's how it's done, Cody Walker, Bunjalung. Coming through with nothing but the hits. N.A.B. Briggs Brothers, Will Smith. It's off to the try line. Jimmy Roberts, Bloodline. All heart, no quitters. No one here, Dennis Morin, Dean Witters. This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. This my team, and I run the next team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next.
Give me the ball, I'ma run the ball up. Split them in half, kick back and watch me tear them apart. I'm the smallest man with the biggest odds. Something like Boy Hoppy, Matty Bowen and Roy Byra. Coming at you, going back to back. Got the Southern Dingoes and I got Warriors with the side that's stacked. From number one to the bench, we got a mad pack. This our year to take out the All Blacks and beat the winners of the Koori Knockouts. So say what you want, try bring your best. In the engine room we got Joshy K, R.E.B., Kyle Webb, Dave Fafita and Phil Dennis. Bala James, Billy Mack, putting on the mad shots, whack. Defense tend to attack, Castro picks up the ball. Shows and go, backed up by Gaga, Selwyn Cobo. Baba boys backing up in support. It's hammer time, yo, war. Off to the dry line to score. Yeah, ain't nobody stopping me. My name Charlie, Jamal Fogarty. Then you got Wes Conlin, Percy. Bigger, Yaraba, Seahawks, Charlie Mega. You know we'll always be there. Expect a fair worry with Obi Gaia and Bobby Blitz. I wear my jersey with pride like a Mandu Saltner or about a 9-9.
This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next.
This
my team, here to run a mock. ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. Fight them and I fight the next kid.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember.